On the air on 90.5 FM, online at btbotoday.ca, and on the iHeartRadio app. This is the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
And we're back at the Evernew Center between the Ben Smith Petes and the Lanton Junior Sting. And the Petes have it in their own zone. Midway through this first period, still looking for the first goal. Sting forechecking hard, almost forcing the turnover. And Mason Morton for the Petes, only to the neutral zone though, as Lave sends it right back down and deep. Now the Petes, Frederick, has it with some time. Finds his teammate, DeIncenzo, trying to break in again. Now it's Morton for the Petes. Good job defensively. Lays in a hard check there, just missed his man. Petes throwing the body around early in this one. Nice saucer pass, now the Stinger on a break. Here's a shot. Shot just wide of the net. That was Casey shooting. Good chance there for the Sting. Probably the best chance of the game so far. Off a beautiful saucer pass that beat two defenders. And now the Petes have plenty of time entering the neutral zone. It's Clayton Edwards being pushed off of it by Lave and another defender for the Sting. Fighting for it behind the net. And now the Sting come away with it. The Petes doing everything they can to keep him in their own zone. Glavin circling. Two Petes on him. Still can't quite clear the puck. Good job by the Petes to forecheck. Lave has some time now. He will get it out of his zone. Just though, if the Petes force a turnover again. Oh, and a bit of Edwards tried to keep it in with a stick, just missed it. And now the Petes, he's 1-on-4. Edward, I believe it is. Woodward, nice off slice. Good pass across the crease. Clayton Edwards couldn't get enough behind the shot though. And now the Petes get pushed off the puck, but they keep it in. That's Sam Corcoran, who just plays it down and deep with his foot. And it's behind the net now, battling for it. One Pete's down, the puck is under him. And now the puck comes free. And there's a delayed penalty coming up, I believe it is. I believe there'll be a blade penalty. And that's too bad for the Sting because they had a breakaway, if at the very least a 2-on-1. But as soon as they touched the puck, the whistle went for a delayed penalty. And the Petes will be the first one on the power play today. And this penalty is going to Jack Birkbeck. Interference, I believe, or hooking, I'm not sure, but he's in the box for two or less. As the Petes have an opportunity for the first goal of the game now, with 2:23 remaining in the first period. It's been a back-and-forth game so far. Lambton probably having a bit more of the possession, or a bit more of the control of the puck. No real scoring opportunities as of yet. Lambton might have had one. The faceoff is in the Sting zone, battling for it along the boards. And now the Petes come away with it behind the net. He has time. Looking up, looking for someone. It's Morton. Right in the zone. Wood. Wrist shot. Couldn't get enough behind it. And the Sting have an opportunity to clear it, and they do just that all the way down the ice. And the Petes have to regroup behind their own zone. Nice pass. Beats two defenders. Now it's a 3-on-2 for the Petes. Donald has it. Being pushed into the corner, circling, behind the net, looking for someone, anyone. He still has it, he's still circling. And now he leads it for Stewart at the point. Stewart with the wrist shot, nice wrist shot. Good save by Duncan though. Stewart got a lot on that one. Duncan was up to the challenge though. 1:41 remaining in the period, 1:18 remaining on the Sting penalty. And the faceoff will be in the Sting zone. The Ben Smith sells Peterborough Minor Bantam Petes versus the Lambton Junior Sting as part of Boston Petes' Ice Fest. And the Petes win that draw. Saucer pass didn't work out. Galaze is the first on two for the Petes, but they got pushed out of the Sting zone. And now the Petes. Owen Hickey has some time. Getting pushed off the puck, only dumping it in. Now the Sting again behind their own net. Sauces it all the way down the ice, all the way to the keeper. Gavin Hill. There goes at least another 10 seconds on the Petes power play. And the Petes behind their own net with some time. No rush yet. Still the first period. Lots of time. And that was just, it did look like a step offside, and it was. The referee agreed, and that'll be a face-off outside of the zone, in the neutral zone. 1 minute remaining in the first period. The Evernew Center and the Kingsmen, for that matter, and all the other arenas around Peterborough will be the place to be, and I'm sure they will be packed this weekend, all weekend, throughout Boston Pizza's Ice Fest, which began on Thursday and concludes on Sunday. And now the Peets have the power play set up with some time. Edwards at the point. Edwards still with it. Edwards taking his time, being pressured hard by Brookbeck. Or Birkbeck, I should say. And another offside by the Peets. That's three or four times they've gone offside. 11 seconds remaining in the power play. Gonna have to win the draw and do something quick if they want to capitalize on the man advantage. Faceoff will be in the neutral zone, just outside the Sting zone. De Innocenza lining up for the Peets. McNamara lining up for the Sting. And the Sting winning that draw easy, and Lave sends it all the way down the ice, and that's gonna do it for the penalty with 25 seconds remaining in the period. And the Sting actually the first one to that puck. As soon as they get back to 5-on-5, they instantly start forechecking. And the Peets, Rowan Stewart behind his net, circling to Donald, who gets pushed off the puck, but Stewart's right there. And he just dumps it into the neutral zone, down into the Sting zone. Lave, not enough on it for icing. Lave has it. Weingard just chips it down. The Peets just keep it in, and that'll do it for the first period, a scoreless first period. Let's see if this one of the teams can break the deadlock going into the second period. It's the Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Talk Sports Radio, Extra 90.5.